You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
So, on this political turning point day, Vern Harris, the acting chief executive of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, writes that he feels profoundly ambivalent about continuing deliberations and negotiations around the formation of this new government, whether it's a grand coalition, as T.K. Poor was saying, or a government of national unity. Vern Harris joins us now. And firstly, Vern, can you elaborate for me then on what specific aspects are making you feel this way, this feeling, as you say, of ambivalence?
I think, Jeremy, it has to do with the sense that in the short term, one is confident that under President Ramaphosa's leadership, a coalition or a government of national unity will be pulled together. I think the concern is the longer term, is the capacity of that administration to deliver on, you know, promises being made and on the expectations that all of us have now.
Do you think that we have, or this new entity is going to have, the maturity to compromise, which is critical, it's germane to the importance of any coalition, whether it's here or anywhere in the world?
Well, I think that there are good signs. I mean, I think the governing party for 30 years has been humbled. And I'm hearing a different tone of voice, which is an indicator, I think, of at least the potential, you know, for that kind of pragmatism, that kind of politics of pragmatism as opposed to a politics of point scoring. And I'm hearing similar tones from other political formations as well. So there's promise, at least.
Do you think the political tone in South Africa, Vern, over the past couple of years has become too loud, has become too abrasive and strident?
It's become brutal. I would use that word instead. Yes, we have to shift that. And, you know, one remembers the mid-90s with affection. In that space, I think we found a different tone and a different discourse altogether. We've lost it now.
So do you think it is recoverable, and in the short term, with this huge weight of responsibility that the key political players have, what do they need to do in that respect? Maybe just to mollify the country initially and then start us moving in a different direction?
Yeah, look, I have to believe that they can pull it together and do something really special. I mean, the conditions back in 1994, especially where I was in KwaZulu-Natal, were extremely fraught, and yet we made it work. So I think we have to say it can work, but it will take, I think, something special in terms of clarity of now. I think we want to see whoever is in that coalition or government of national unity absolutely clear on what the national project is now. We had that clarity back in 1994. For me, the project now is about turning the constitution into a lived reality for the great majority of our people. If you know, all the parties are pressing for that, then I think, you know, it can work.
Vern, the early and mid-90s are such a long time ago. You talk about KwaZulu-Natal and your experience there and making it work. Maybe just reflect for me a little further on your experience there, not necessarily on how you made it work, but how you dealt with challenge and conflict at that time. And I'm sure, in spite of all the optimism and enthusiasm, there was an underlying feeling of mistrust and anxiety.
It's a great question, Jeremy. And I, thinking back, and obviously it's, as you say, it's a long time ago, I'm hoping that my memory is accurate. But, you know, traveling from Durban to Pietermaritzburg to Ulundi, constantly mindful of how easily we could slide back into the mayhem of that civil war in KwaZulu-Natal, I think there was a combination of fear, a healthy fear. We were afraid that if we didn't pull together and make this work, we would go back into this bloodbath. And that was a positive energy, ironically. But then the other part of it was, there was, in my experience anyway, a vested interest in demonstrating that that province could work. So whether you're talking about the IFP at the time or whether you're talking about the remnants of the old white apartheid bureaucracy or indeed the ANC, and again, I want to say Jacob Zuma played a very constructive role in those few years. So vested interest in making it work.
You also write, Vern Harris, about the importance of restoring a sense of national purpose. Do you think our national purpose has changed?
I think the national purpose has changed, Jeremy. The top priority back in the mid-90s was to make democracy stick. I think where we've landed now is a place of stuckness, is that democracy is not working for the majority of our people, even though democracy has stuck. So we have to reimagine democracy, and we have to revisit difficult things like, the redistribution of wealth, land reform, all of these tricky ones that we've been kicking down the road for too long now. That's the challenge moving forward.
And just a quick answer, do you think that we are at a significant disadvantage because of the absence of a unifying figure like Nelson Mandela?
Quick answer, yes. Madiba gave us something special, but in my experience at the time, there was good leadership at many levels. And I remember being, in a national government department where the minister was IFP, the DG was ANC, and then we had a mix at different levels. But I saw all of them stepping up and showing that leadership that is required in moments like this. And so, there is no savior figure for us now. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe, in our history, been too dependent on that savior figure. And we've got to find a different model for leadership now moving forward.
Vern Harris, Acting Chief Executive of the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Thank you.